This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Know that you're saving a little bit of money. Boy, we felt that pain 6 months ago. Coming up throughout the rest of December, we'll have bits and pieces of 2022, the stories that I think really made us hold our breath, really made us think, really made us cry, and everything in between. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, if this is your first time here, welcome to the show. And for everybody else, thanks for still hanging around. Winter storm. Yes, those are words that bring music to the ears of lots of children who don't want to go to school. And sometimes school gets canceled if there's enough snow. Snow is great. But when you constantly have to dig out of it and you're in a Harry Carey situation, as I like to say, with your car or whatever it might be, and you have to travel a great distance, that's no fun, right? But, hey, a lot of companies now let you work from home. More than 10 million people in at least 9 of the western states, anyway, have that winter alert going on. Cities like Salt Lake City and Seattle, 30 inches of snow. I said this the other day, which is amazing when you think of the Sierras, because they have been plagued by drought. It's just so impossible there to travel over Sierra passes. And they say it's going to be like that through Sunday. But the snow and rain would begin to taper off for most areas. And that means Saturday, some of the storm then will arrive late Saturday into early Sunday, and so there's things combined depending on where you have to deal with, and there could be some whiteout conditions and strong wind, but it eventually clears up, and certainly by next Monday, at least in some of these spots, you should be okay. I think the big cities, Portland, you're listening to me in Portland and Seattle area, you know you're going to get that mix of rain and snow, and so there'll be that limit, the amount of snow that accumulates on the ground, but it'll make those roads mushy, and that can be challenging in itself. People are listening to us in the great state of Montana, Missoula, Montana, Billings. Snowfall there, 3 to 6 inches, kind of in that area. And, of course, Reno, Nevada, I spent some time there, really kind of an interesting place. Elevation is the whole thing. The city is along the foothills, 1 to 4 inches. But then you get above 5,000 feet in that elevation there, and all of a sudden you're up to maybe even 7 inches. I know we got peeps in Salt Lake City listening and people that travel there to ski, actually. 2 to 5 inches in the city and Park City, we're looking up to a foot or so. That's it for your weather report. I did weather once in my career, TV weather. I was filling in a place called Kearney, Nebraska. Seriously, it was fun. It's because I knew how to work the computer. That's why I was chosen to fill in. In Arizona, rural Arizona County. You think about that. You think of what does that mean? There is one area in particular where they certified the results of the county's midterm elections. There's a lot of confrontation going on with state officials there over the county's failure to sign off on election results by the legal deadline. And it finally happened by 5 p.m. local time, right? Because the judge ordered the county's 3-member board of supervisors to certify the results. So I want to say it's Cochise, if I'm saying that correctly. It was the last, and I'm sorry if I didn't, it was the last of Arizona's 15 counties to certify the election. So that was that big standoff between the Republican officials in the county and the Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, a Democrat, and the state's governor-elect. So there was a lot of national attention on Arizona. We know that. And I think there is still going to be attention in that direction, but it was certified, and so then you move on from there, and whatever challenges that happens, if somebody wants to challenge legally, which I believe there will be some challenges, that will happen down the road. Is it no surprise when we look at what's happening in Washington, And I think people have been complaining about Washington for the last couple decades, and maybe forever, right? We have a democracy, and in its, upon first blush, and looking at the Constitution, it is, go to the Constitution Center in Philadelphia, it is a marvel that how all of this was put together, and that there are the three branches of government. But most Americans don't expect Washington to accomplish very much in the next couple of years. There was a new poll that was out. I was looking at the results of it today. This is the Pew Research Center. They did a survey. 65% majority of U.S. adults say they think President Biden will be unsuccessful in getting his programs passed into law over the next 2 years. 61% saying they expect Republican leaders in Congress to be unsuccessful because of the split now, that you have the Senate split and you have the House split. And just 8% in this Pew poll of Americans, do you fall into this category? And the latest poll said they expect relations between Republicans and Democrats to improve in the coming year. Let's hope so. And let's hope that happens. It's going to be interesting the next couple of years because it's all about gearing up for the next presidential election. And I'm not so sure Biden talks about running, sort of, but is that really going to happen? Trump is going to be challenged. Maybe DeSantis is going to be the nominee, is going to be the Republican to run, the governor of Florida, who knows. But does somebody else emerge? It's fascinating to watch the machine behind the machines in the party when you talk about running for president, how much dough it costs, how much dough they need to run, and how much of a push there is in the quest to get to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. They could move their stuff in with these new electric semi-trucks, whoever moves in next, if the Bidens move, if they leave. Tesla made the first deliveries of their semi-trucks to customers on Thursday evening. That's really huge. 5 years after it was first unveiled that they were going to do this. So there's two truck cabs that are decked out in Pepsi and Frito-Lay, PepsiCo's snack food subsidiary, just so you know that, right? So the Tesla Semi prototype was shown in 2017, and Elon Musk, the CEO, talked about all of this being rolled out in 2019, and that didn't happen, but then now it's happening. So this is the electric truck. This is the semi-electric trucks. Pretty wild if you think about it. And Tesla says the performance is incredible, and of course they would boast that, but they're saying it accelerates more quickly, even with a full load, than a traditional diesel-powered semi-truck. I looked at some video of this, going up a steep grade and passing other trucks. I think it's pretty interesting to see what's going to happen here. I mean, the truck can pull 82,000 pounds, according to Tesla. And they have regenerative braking. You know, that's the way electric vehicles, of course, use their motors to slow down and recharge their batteries. But how fast does all of this really, really take off? And then what happens with the production of it ultimately? Coming up, we're headed to the man cave.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage. Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Also the Whoa Man Cave. Everyone's welcome in this cave. I do have a book called Invade the Man Cave. Invade the Man Cave. You can get it on Amazon. And it is about sports of all sorts because there is really nothing out there where you talk about, except for encyclopedias, which ESPN has great encyclopedias, but something that kind of gives you the sense of, okay, here's some other things that are happening. It's about World Cup soccer. That's happening right now. Four-time winners Germany going home after Spain and Japan provided some serious drama at the World Cup. Yep, isn't that interesting to see that end of an era, to see them fall that way. So Japan 2-1 over Spain, Morocco 2-1 over Canada, and you got the Netherlands and the USA on Saturday. It starts at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Netherlands really have the edge in this one, but who says the U.S. can't come through? They're going to have to play a really good, solid, incredible second half and find a way to try to score some goals because they haven't scored a lot of goals. That's for sure. The idea of the World Cup is bringing everybody together, the excitement of soccer, et cetera, or as some of the Brits would say, football. But I think it is about cheering your team. I think it's about rooting for whoever, whatever country you're from, if they're in it. So the U.S. fans and even people who would normally never watch soccer, I think, are watching, cheering for the U.S. men, which is a great thing. We'll see if they're able to overcome the lack of scoring and what kind of defense they can put up, because that's going to be a really big deal. The NFL is a big deal on this show because we always do Nail the Score. It's on Tuesday in our last segment of the first hour. If you call in, I pick a game of the week. You don't know anything about football. Maybe you love football, but you just tell me who you think's going to win of the sides and what the final score is going to be. The game of the week was not the Bills and the Patriots, but hey, the Bills beat the Patriots. They had lost their last two, 24-10, and they did it in New England. Josh Allen was the mobile man, and that made a huge difference. He was moving all over the place. And from the get-go, it was a little bit tit-for-tat in the first quarter because the Patriots were up 7-3 over the Bills, but then the Bills came roaring back, put 14 points up in the second quarter, and never really looked back from there. In the end, Josh Allen had passed for 223 yards and a couple of touchdowns, one of the touchdowns to Stephon Diggs, of course. And it was the Bills. It was about Josh Allen really seriously moving around. The rest of the week is kind of interesting, and we talked about these games. The game of the week, by the way, if you're just curious, was tough to pick. But, you know, when you look at the Giants and you look at the Commanders, I mean, who do you pick in that one? And the Giants are not the favored team in their own house. The Commanders are 2.5 points by 2.5 points. How about that? And I know Saints fans are listening, and the Saints and the Buccaneers are the Monday night game. The Saints could really use a win. And to beat the Buccaneers in Raymond James Stadium would be something. The Saints do have kind of the number of Tom Brady, but I can't imagine the Buccaneers coming off of another loss are going to blow this one. Tampa's only favored by 3.5, though. The Saints do have some really good weapons. If they can get that run game going, Kamara, which they have, that would be big. And a little aerial, a little ground, sounds pretty good. The Cowboys could be 9-3 if they knock off the Colts, which I think they will do on Sunday Night Football on the Peacock Network. So 9-3, the stadium has gone crazy for the Cowboys, but that's nothing new, certainly. It's interesting to see the Eagles. They take on the Titans. They're favored by less than a touchdown in their own house, 4.5 points. The Eagles could be 11-1. So there's a lot of football happening, and your chances to win some fabulous prizes. Just remember Tuesday in our last segment of that first hour, call in, or you can send me the guests to kate@katedelaneyradio.com, but you can't do it ahead of time because you don't even know what the game is. I know we have 49er fans. There's a lot of people listening in California. 49ers and the Dolphins, that could be a good matchup. San Francisco's favored by 4. What's Tua going to put up? What's Jimmy Garoppolo going to do? Look at the defenses, run game, all that goes into that matchup. And the Rams, who have been on a slide and had problems with injuries and stuff, they are favored over the Seahawks by 7. It's the Rams hosting the Seahawks. So another full slate. I mean, we are soaring through this football season. Absolutely. It's crazy to see what's happening. Football is never popular. It's much more popular than baseball. But watching what happens in the off season in pro baseball is pretty interesting. Watch for contracts and see what happens with Aaron Judge in that situation there. If you're a college football fan, isn't it interesting what's happened in college football and what it's all come down to? I mean, you look at Georgia at just number one. You look at TCU sitting pretty at 3. You look at USC taking on Utah, and therefore Utah's 11th. You got a handful of teams there. Now is the push for a 12-team playoff. But, you know, you look at these conference games and what's going to happen in the conference games, and could something change? And the answer to that is, of course, something could change because there could be losses in these games. Somebody could play spoiler. It's been quite an interesting season. It's so strange to think of Alabama. It just seems like Alabama's always there, right? To think of Alabama not being there. But Michigan faithful have to be excited. Michigan taking on Purdue in Indianapolis, and that's a Big Ten championship game. And Michigan sitting in a good spot at two. Like I said, they're favored by 17 in that matchup. And we always talk about Clemson being involved. And Clemson this year, they'll be a good bowl game, but they're 9, you know, with a 10-2 season, 8-0 in the ACC. And, yeah, what a crazy end to another interesting, call it the feeder system to the pros, watching some of the players who will end up there, and then others who've just been incredible to watch. All right, I built up the buzz a little bit for baseball, and Gaylord Perry, a legendary Major League Baseball character, remembered for throwing a spitball before my time, but I certainly have seen video of him, and I had a chance to have a conversation with him with a couple of other writers and other people, and he was just kind of fascinating to me when I talked to my grandfather and learned more about him. And he played for 8 teams, and, you know, he did some crazy things. He asked to be traded, threatened to retire, fought with his teammate like Frank Robinson in that famous Pine Tar game in 1983, confiscated George Brett's bat, was apprehended by umpires, thrown out of the game. He never backed down, never, never. That's what he was so known for. So he died on Thursday at the age of 84, right? 84 years old. He, by the way, as a pitcher, won 314 games, his ERA 3.11, and he had over 3,500 strikeouts. The only pitchers in history who can match all three of the numbers I just said, the 314 games, 3.11 ERA, 3,534 strikes to be exact. Only pitchers in history who can match all of those numbers, Walter Johnson and Tom Seaver. So he was legendary, just absolutely legendary and very, very durable. And that was the thing about him, and I guess that's why he dug his heels in and was so stubborn, because he was so good at what he did and he knew how to win games. All right, we're closing the door on the Man Cave. Coming up next, what would you do if it was your last day? What if you knew it was your last day? Seriously, that's what we're going to talk about with Terrence White. It is something to ponder. I mean, it's not something you want to dwell on. Like, every day in your life, you think, could this be the last day? Somebody one time told me, you know what? Live every day like it's your last day, because you never know. Interesting convo coming up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is approving legislation to avert a rail strike. The chamber voted 80-15 in favor of a bill that was passed Wednesday by the House. The measure now goes to President Biden for his signature. New inflation numbers are out as we head into the final month of 2022.
A key inflation gauge watched by the Federal Reserve is coming in as expected.
The core personal consumption expenditures price index rose 5% from a year ago. As for the October number, it went up by 0.2%. The figures are key for the Fed when it comes to making decisions about how to fight inflation. On that note, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said this week smaller interest rate hikes may be on the way. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Right now, Terrence White has written a book called Rest Easy, A Life's Journey to the Last Day. It's so interesting. I was just talking to somebody about this, and it was a question that Terrence and I talked about off the air. Imagine if you knew your last day. Would you rest easy? What would that feel like to you? So, Terrence, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So what? Let's talk about your road to Rest Easy and creating this book. What made you decide you were going to put your thoughts down and put this book together?
Well, back in 1993, I entered into the death care business with a rather large casket and urn company. And I had, through that time with that company, I've had the opportunity to have conversations with different funeral professionals, all the way from the funeral director to the gravedigger. And through all those conversations, I started to realize that I need to start writing some of this stuff down. So between the stuff that I've learned from the people in that industry and the things that I have experienced, I thought it would be a good idea to get all this stuff in a book. As I was writing for the book, I started to realize that the important part of this whole thing was learning how to actually live until the last day. And so that kind of extended that book a little bit further than what I had originally planned, but it worked out well.
You know, it's so interesting because you've, in the funeral business, you've been from Chicago to Milwaukee to Green Bay to Kansas City to Fullerton, California to Houston, Texas, etc. And so you've seen this through all kinds of different eyes, and you talk about life in general. And another thing that stood out to me that you said to me is, stop worrying, start doing. Is that what happens? People worry their life away, and then all of a sudden it's too late?
Yes, and that's the one thing that I learned as a celebrant within this industry is having the opportunity to talk to families of lost loved ones. As you let them talk and talk it all out, talk about the life of their loved one, they start to realize that, hey, you know, I think I've been wasting my time. Look at all the cool things that Uncle John did throughout his life. I need to get to work. You know, and so that's kind of a cool aspect of this whole business is letting the people that are hurting, let them talk it out, and they'll come to the realization that, yeah, there's a lot of things that we're doing that's not so important anymore.
Yeah, no kidding. And you talk about these 9 steps that you have nothing to lose but a lot of things to gain, love to gain, really. You talk about accept others even if you get rejected, walk more, drive less. Boy, I tried to do that. Make amends but don't beg. Surround yourself with the people who you love. Boy, amen to that. Look for ways to improve your days like meditation. Treat others with respect. Steer clear of people and things that make you angry. Give freely of yourself. Remember that things have no value when you're gone. That's a big one, too. It's about things, right? People are all hooked into what are they acquiring. I mean, look, Jeff Bezos has made billions on selling us everything under the sun. And so there is something about it. I heard one time, who was it? Denzel Washington said, you know what? There's not a U-Haul that goes behind you with all your stuff when they put you in the ground. So there really is something to that. In this book, you have also, I mean, really thought-provoking questions, all that. It's really well done, Terrence. But you also have funny, funny stories. Give us one of your funny stories.
Well, to me, I think the funniest story was my trip as a young man with my grandmother to the very first funeral that I ever attended. And, of course, this was back in the 50s. And back then, and even before then, a lot of times they would have funerals at the person's house instead of the funeral home. And when we walked up to this front porch, this poor guy is laid out in this casket on this front porch. And of course, the casket is just jammed with ice to keep him cool. And I thought we were heading to a buffet. And when we got up there, as tall as I was, I could see the face of a person inside this big box, and it just kind of freaked me out. And we'll never forget, as long as I live, after we got out of there, I asked my grandmother why we had to go to this, and she says, I'm sorry to bring you to this, she says, but I had to go. I just wanted to make damn sure he was dead.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's a great story. Thanks for sharing that. And again, we're talking with Terrence White. The book is called Rest Easy, A Life's Journey to the Last Day. And when you've talked to funeral directors, what's it like for them? Because I've talked to a few, and you've talked to way more than me. And it seems like, I mean, this is a business. They just have to treat it as a business. Not that they're callous, but they can't be weeping in corners all day long. And there's some tragic stories they have to deal with.
Yes. And for the most part, any funeral director that I've ever known has been in a very professional situation where they know how to handle a good and bad situation. And the one thing that they've learned that a lot of us need to learn from them is that they're able to sit and listen. And when a family comes in and starts spewing out all this the bad things that are in their system that they need to get out. I guess the best place for them to do it is right there at the funeral. Most funeral directors will just sit there and they'll listen. They'll let them get it out, but let them get all that poison out of their system. There's no sense in trying to calm anybody down in a situation like that. They have to get that out. They have to get it out. And so they've learned that, and a lot of us need to learn what they've learned. And it's wonderful to sit and watch some of these guys operate. They know how to handle people in good and bad situations. And I tell you, if you ever have an opportunity to just sit and talk to a funeral director, I think you'll come away thinking, man, oh man, it takes a real certain person, kind of person to do this kind of stuff.
Yeah, no kidding. And you know, you spent over 27 years as a funeral professional. Did you think that you would be in the business of death?
No, not at all. Not at all. But I'm glad I did. I guess this was the thing that needed to come my way for me to start to learn how to live my life. And to realize that, I was the same way. You know, I was more into the material things of life. And, after talking to a lot of families and a lot of funeral directors, I come to realize that the things are not important. It's how you live your life each day.
Boy, isn't that true? What do you hope, and I think you've said it, but what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, a couple of things, actually. I hope, number one, that they learn that they need to get out there and get their funeral business taken care of and get it off the plate so that they could start living their life and not worry about what their family's going to have to deal with once they're gone. But the real important part is just learn to take each day with a grain of salt, enjoy it, walk it, write it, do whatever you got to do for that day, smile, turn the television off. You don't need to be listening to the news anymore, and just make your own news. Enjoy yourself. And I think once people start doing things like that, then we're going to get back together again. We're going to start enjoying each other's company again. And I think this world's going to be a whole lot better.
Yeah, so well said. Absolutely. And this is a business. I mean, you know, the death care industry, this is a business. It's like that old joke, death and taxes, right? That's the two things that are inevitable. It's recession proof. It's recession proof, right?
Well, to a certain degree, yes. What's happened over the last, 25 years is the casket side of the business has started to deplete itself, and not to the point where it's going to go away anytime soon, but more and more people are opting for cremation now. And for various reasons, sometimes it's because they just don't believe in burial, or sometimes they just think that the ashes thing makes more sense, and it is less expensive and things like that. So there's that. So the businesses that surround the death care industry have to be smart enough to follow that lead and stay with it. And for the most part, they have. A lot of them have kept their heads above the ground or above the water and been able to go forward with it. So, my hat's off to them. But the important part, I think, what they've all learned, is particularly in death care industry, is to listen to the people. And listen to mom and dad and listen to the kids and listen to how they look at life and not necessarily how you think life is.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818 818- 865-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So pleased to take you to Australia. What a wonderful couple. Roger Cronquist and his wife, Sonny, are there in Australia. And Roger's written a book called Miracles, A True Story. Boy, if there was ever a time for miracles and belief, it is absolutely now. Roger, thanks for coming on the show.
That's a pleasure.
Why did you write the book?
Because when I went to church, not the first year, but the second year, miracles started to happen in the church. I had a title in the church. I was a miracle worker.
Ooh,
I was a miracle worker.
A miracle worker. How did you, Sonny, how did he get that title, miracle worker?
They just called him because when he put his hands on people, they fell. And, they just started calling.
Yeah, because when I put my hand up in the church, when they had the altar call, people descended up to more than 7 meters away from me. They descended to the floor. And I put my hand up.
Wow. Wow. And again, so you're the miracle worker, Roger, and the book is called Miracles, A True Story. And we don't want to tell everyone all the miracles in it, but tell us one of the stories in the book.
Yeah.
The police.
Okay. I was walking on the
prayer
walk. I was prayer walking in the middle of the night, and the police car came in, and they said, what are you doing here? I said, I'm praying. I said that I pray for the police. I pray for the police commissioner and people get healed and he said that his comrade, he had another policeman with him, and he said that he's sick, and I said that I go and pray for him, and I put my hand on his shoulder, and I prayed in Jesus' name, get healed, and he said, I feel better now, I'm healed. I said, put your hand up to heaven and say, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, and he did.
And the lady that was in a hospital, and you prayed.
Yeah, and there was a lady in a hospital, she was, and I prayed for her, and she was healed and came out from the hospital the next day.
Wow. Have you always believed in miracles and the power of God and belief?
Oh, for many, many, many years. I believe that nothing is impossible with God. My God, he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I ask and think and pray and imagine, according to his power that worketh in me, in Jesus' name.
So we're talking to Roger Cronquist. His name of his book is Miracles, A True Story. He's in Australia. You can probably hear a little bit of an accent, and he speaks Swedish by way of Finland, because he grew up in Finland, but a lot of people in Finland speak Swedish, so that's so interesting. And then he comes to Australia, and you had an interesting job where you actually met a lot of people. You were traveling around Australia. You were working in the jewelry business. Did you ever think you would end up writing a book like this that could have so much influence on people's beliefs?
Did you ever think you were going to write a book?
No, I didn't think, except when I was in the church and the miracles started to happen, I started to write down the miracles, and it ended up being a book.
Wow. And now you told me, too, about the fact that you have macular degeneration, and a lot of people can relate to that. They may have that themselves or have family members that have it. And you were telling me about a pastor who you're going to go see because he's had an amazing success rate with helping people heal, right?
Yeah. Everybody he's praying for gets healed. Everybody. And his daughter sings, you know, in the choir. She's a wonderful singer. And he prays. Everyone gets healed. Everybody.
He's Pastor Hemans.
Not Pastor Mark Hemans.
Oh, yeah, Pastor Mark Hemans. Famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, people know Mark Hemans. So what do you hope people take away from reading your book, Miracles, A True Story?
I hope that they will start to believe in miracles and that they get healed and that they get saved and get closer to Jesus.
And boy, don't you feel like this is a point in the world where people could use that?
Yeah, that's in a point of time when they could use it. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I pray that they all will find salvation in Jesus, yeah.
So the book is Miracles, A True Story. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Roger and Sammy, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure.
And with just a couple of minutes left in the show, here's something interesting. Did you know sleep and lack of sleep could make you grumpy or irritable? Of course. But I happened to see this story, so I had to bring it up on the air. According to a USC Keck school, it's the Keck school that did this sleep survey, sleep loss is absolutely associated with reduced empathy and emotional regulation, miscommunication, retaliation whenever there's conflict. Do you feel that way? when you don't get enough sleep. Of course, it's like I said, it's called grumpy. So the American Academy of Sleep Medicine says if you're an adult between the ages of 18 and 60, and I'm assuming many of you listening to this show fall into that category, you're supposed to get 7 or more hours of sleep every night. Okay, I have my special infrared glasses where I can look across America at so many of you listening on our great affiliates. Raise your hand if you're getting 7 or more hours of sleep. I thought so. I only see 2 hands out of thousands. So the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say a third of U.S. adults get fewer than 7 hours of sleep per night. And I would say that that's absolutely 100% accurate. But what do you do? I mean, what do you do if, you know, they talk about you're supposed to get the sleep and you should think of it as exercise and eating well and make it a practice and whatnot. But a lot of times you can't help that. Kids, work, whatever. And I know that doctors or other people, maybe even some people listening to this, would scoff at that and say, oh, yeah, you can do anything you want to do. But I think it's not always that easy. And, of course, we would rather have sleep. I would rather have an awesome night of sleep than feel like I was tossing and turning or I didn't have enough hours or the dog was waking me up, which he always does, Guinness, to go for a walk early in the morning, although I'm training him to make that a little bit later in the morning, and it's always a treat when he lets me sleep in a bit. But there are ways to do this, but it's pretty tough. So, we know this. When you don't get enough sleep, your brain functions less efficiently. It affects coping skills and, of course, all of that. Your bandwidth just, you know, isn't as great. And during the holidays when you're a little more stressed, I guess that would add to it, too. I think the key thing is getting a restful night's sleep. So even if you're getting, to me, even if you're getting 6.5 hours of sleep, or, I mean, hopefully you are getting 7 hours of sleep, is it a restful sleep? Are you sleeping through the night? I can't tell you how many people I know say that whatever it is that's bugging them keeps them up, and they're kind of tossing and turning. And I think if you hit the pillow and worry is, you can get rid of worry, because it's a lot of times it's worry and to-do lists and all of that. If you can get rid of that and you have a more restful sleep, that to me is absolutely hands down, no matter how many hours it is, that's the biggest deal. If you can get a restful night's sleep, of course you're going to not have a short fuse and you're going to feel better, period, about life in general. Now, if you live in the western U.S. part of this country, you might want to make sure you get enough sleep and pack your patients if you're traveling anywhere, because there are winter alerts out all over the place. Cities like Seattle, Salt Lake, etc. Winter storms, up to 30 inches of snow expected to hit the Sierras. And, of course, they've had such a drought that actually that's a good thing. So back-to-back winter storms are going to bring some good weather and nasty weather at the same time. The snow and rain should taper off by Friday, so most of those areas will get relief after that. But snow rates on Thursday and early Friday could be pretty high, so be careful out there. All my peeps that are listening in the great state of California and Colorado and Utah, etc., love snow, hate to travel in it. Thanks for listening to this show. Remember to make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.